Hello, good morning, everyone. Jason here, just getting the good old Facebook Live warmed up. Hey, good morning. Welcome to another Wealth Coffee Chat. While everybody is jumping on, I'll do the quick intros as I always do. Jason Witten's my name. For those who are joining for the first time, welcome along. For those who are coming back, welcome back. Welcome back, Shay, my love. Yay. James, Allison, good morning to you guys. Each morning with a bunch of crazy fun crew who are mad property investors just like me, we get together every morning around about 8 o'clock on Monday to Friday to talk about property investing, things that keep us going, go the distance when we talk about this thing called property investing, because property investing is slow. Property investing is not fast. And I think there's a lot of misunderstanding out there in the marketplace. Morning, Margaret. Good to see you there. So we've got a bunch of people on now, which is awesome. So welcome, everyone. Welcome. Listen, today I wanted to talk to you about, you know, if you want to create real estate wealth, there's one thing you must do. And I'll leave you hanging for a little bit before I get to that. For me, maybe for you, there's a lot of misinformation in the world of property investing. Lots and lots of people that I meet misunderstand real estate and how it works. One of my main catch cries about real estate investing is capital growth is a vanity metric. A lot of people talk about growth as if it's the point, and it's only part of the process of property investing. And let's be honest, let's just check in right now into the future. You want the rent to create income so you can have a passive income. That's what 99% of people want as a property investor, not your property to grow in value. It makes you feel better because your property went up in value. However, I call that vanity. It's a vanity metric. You don't, by and large, use the equity to live on, because that is a slippery slope to lending problems. We want to use the income, the rent, to live on as property investors, or as an investor who is creating some income from our portfolio. And that's where we need to think, or we need to understand, or check in on our rationale when it comes to investing, being a property investor, about what it means. Few things to touch base on. Property investing is not a get-rich-quick scheme. Absolute rubbish. Someone tells you they can make money fast. What crap. What absolute rubbish. If you meet anyone, if anyone out there makes money fast, give me a call. I'll sign a non-disclosure document. I won't tell anyone if you want to tell me what it is. I haven't met anyone. What a bunch of rubbish. There's no get-rich-quick scheme in that space in any way, shape, or form. Certainly, I see people who have the ability to do a deal that makes a lot of money, and those people are clever, smart, in their space in what they do, but certainly it's not get rich quick. I can tell you that right now. And in property investing, a lot of people get confused with developing or doing something, adding value to the property in significant way as property investing. It's not, guys. It's not. If you are buying and selling, that is a business. Listen to me now. That is a business activity, and that is not property investing. Property investing is buying an asset to create passive income from the ownership of that asset, not the buy and sell of that asset. And that's what makes me cranky often when, you know, uninformed people or professionals compare maybe the stock market to property investing. Of, oh, we got a better yield over here in the stock market. No, you bloody didn't. You didn't get a better yield. You sold the shares, you made a capital gain, and you blended it in with a dividend, and now you're saying you get a better yield. Absolute bullshit. Anyway, I'm on a bit of a rant today. We must understand, as property investors, the mechanics, the numbers, the dollars, the cents on what we're doing and why we're doing it. Property investing is a place, a very, very, very safe place to store your money. And when you're storing it in a property, it goes up in value, it gives you some rental income, and you get some tax deductions. So that's fantastic. Here's the drill. What we have been socialized, we have been trained to believe that banks, put your money in a savings account, should be called a slavings account, or more to the point, a losings account, because money in cash in a bank account does not add value to your life. It is taking away the value of that money. And ultimately, long term, you don't get any benefit from it. It's safe bullshit. You know what it is? It's good for the banks. Your money should be working at all times. And it should be in places which are great for storage of money. Great for storage puts it to work. Puts it to work safely. Puts it to work happily. All right, Mr. Happy, let's make our money happy. Our money wants to work. Okay, money's job is to work. Here's the thing that I want you guys to make sure you understand about property investing. Oh, that's good, Lauren. I'm glad you're liking the rant because it gets me fired up, this stuff. Yeah, they started me in school. All right, put your money in the slavings account, in the losings account. Oh, crikey, right? It's a very bad. So, like, basically, the system says, all right, well, you're a moron. You don't know what you're doing, and let us do it all for you. Put your money in the bank account so we can abuse it, and put your money into super because you've got no idea how to run your life. And when you're useless in your 60s and 70s, you know, at least we'll have some money to look after you, or at least a bit of cash, right? Insane. Anyway, not my cup of tea. I certainly believe that I want to be in charge of what that looks like, and so do many of you on today, I'm sure, want to be in charge of your own financial destiny rather than leaving it up to some institution who doesn't give a rat's ass about you, let's face it, all right? So what's the one thing you must do if you want to be a successful property investor? You need a hobby. You need a hobby. You know why? Because I see way too many people start out their journey as a property investor. They get so obsessed with their properties. They analyze and pontificate and look at and poke and kick and whatever. And they end up stopping, selling their property, moving on. You know, it's insane. So my advice to you, buy your properties, buy well, never sell, understand your strategy totally, get some education about what's going on so you feel, you know, you've got an oversight of where your wealth is and if it's working well, and then take up a hobby. Leave your properties alone. Leave them alone. Buy well, never sell. Maintain them. They need to be looked after. A good property manager will look after your properties often better than you bloody will. They know what's going on. I did this math the other day. After your tenant, who spends the most time at your property as an investor? Your property manager. They'll spend way more time than you ever will at your properties. And that's the way it should be, by the way, because I don't want you going around and fixing the taps because that's not financial freedom. Money is used to buy time for things that you're not wanting to do, not good at, or you shouldn't do, all right? It's an interesting one. But take up a hobby, buy your properties, take up a hobby and leave them alone. Understand that property is slow and it takes time to produce the outcome. I say minimum 10 years. If you want to be safe, it's a 15-year play. But hey, 15 years goes by pretty quick. You know, if you hunker down and follow through on your strategy and maximize your financial capacity, you know, before you know it, you'll have 5, 6, 7, 8 properties and you'll be doing very nicely. You'll be pretty happy with that outcome. So there you go, guys. Justin hit the nail on the head. Yeah, the best part of it is it's not even our money. That's the thing. The banks control, you know, billions, trillions of dollars, you know. Yeah, they don't lend 90% against their own shares. They're right. Go and ask them, can I have 95% lend or 100% lend on your shares, 90% lend? They'll say, rack off. Why is that, banks? Oh, because the share market's too volatile. Now, I'm not against shares, by the way. I'm not against shares. I just know from my 20 years experience that the safe majority of my money sits in good quality real estate, an excellent, safe place to store it. And you know what I like about real estate is that you can't sell it quickly. The good time Charlies are a problem. The good time Charlies, you come along and they'll have a go and then something went wrong, which was normal. They freak out and they leave and they sell their properties or they sell their shares. Those people are the problem. You shouldn't have come in, it got involved in the first place. Rack off to the casino or go to the racetrack. You don't belong in property investing or any investing, to be honest. Let's face it. I've got a question from Bob. Hey, can you recommend stocks? No, I can't, Bob. I can't recommend stocks. But I tell you what, Allison hit the nail right on the head. I do a little segment with a good buddy of mine, Andy Fenton. He's in the world of stocks, and maybe you want to catch it. We've just kicked it off again. It's called Wealth, Wine, and Wisdom. Too much wine, not enough wisdom. On a Wednesday. So Wednesday, Wealth, Wine, and Wisdom. We kicked it off this Wednesday. So Bob, if you want to track us down, we're going to be starting at 4 p.m. Queensland time and Sydney time and Melbourne time, 5 p.m. However, when daylight savings changes, that'll catch up as we go. So hopefully you can catch us on that one, Bob, but reach out. So yeah, listen, at the end of the day, certain amount of money that you have, investment cash, investment capital, spare money, where you go to work, you exchange time, you get some money, you make sure you spend less than you earn, pretty important. And there's some left over and you invest it in places of safe growth, income and efficiency storage. My favorite is property. But there you go. You guys probably already know that. Anyway, Friday, have an awesome day. Coffee and a chat done and dusted. A little bit ranty today, but hopefully you get the point, gang. Property is not get rich quick. It's not. And anyone who tells you that is absolutely kidding you or talking rubbish. Buy your properties well. Don't sell. Take up a hobby. Enjoy yourself. That's what I say. Anyway, there you go. Coffee and a chat done. Wealth coffee chat done. If you want to catch them on iTunes or Spotify, we make them into a little quick podcast. If anyone wants to catch them on the fly, if they can't watch live or whatever it is. But there you go. All right, gang. Hopefully you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Also, back at you, Caroline, I think is the right way to say it. Great to have you guys on today. Thanks very much. And join me on Monday, about 8 a.m., for another coffee and a chat. All right, gang. Take care. Chat soon. Bye-bye.